Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Another opening of another show.
Well, I have been to a Broadway show. Yes, I passed over from the side of fear and walked into the August Wilson Theater to see, in fact, Passover, written by Antoinette Shinyonyi Nwandu. A review of the play is not even really the story here. First, it's been done several places, including Steppenwolf in Chicago, filmed by Spike Lee and performed at Lincoln Center. This was more about the experience. I was surprised to see about two-thirds of the downstairs was filled for a matinee, upstairs balcony pretty much empty. There was real excitement in that theater. The audience cheered itself when they were welcomed. It was also surprisingly diverse in color and age. Now, this is a very black play in all ways, but that hardly mattered. The woman next to me, for example, middle-aged, white, said she was so thrilled to be seeing a show again. She has two booked for the next few months as well. Of course, tickets right now are on the low price end. I have no idea how long Passover will be up, to be honest. I can't predict a long run. But it did bravely become the first. And by the way, it's a clever, if hardwired, piece, waiting for Godot-ish in style and spirit, with a large dose of police violence. This is basically two men talking, playing top 10 wish games, and dreaming of how to get off what they call the block and to pass over to the other side. Now, if you're nervous about language or even nudity, well, this ain't for you. But there is humor and even a bit of music and, yes, some hope. And three truly terrific performances. Now, on the flip side, the first two musicals to open or reopen, at least in previews, last week are Hadestown and Waitress, and they played to full audiences. Like at my show, audiences were apparently extremely enthusiastic. At Waitress, there was a standing ovation for a recorded pre-show announcement just reminding people to keep their masks on. Both those musicals, I should point out, benefit from having small bands. Waitress has just six musicians, five of whom are seated on stage, and Hadestown has seven, all of whom are on stage. Now, on September 14th, four of the industry's so-called tentpole shows, The Lion King, Wicked, Hamilton, and Chicago, will return, with many more planning throughout the fall. By the way, one way you know Broadway is reopening is at the KTS discount ticket booth in Times Square under the red steps is open. And it is. It's up and running. Well, it's up and running starting on Tuesday, September 14th, 3 p.m. As for what else is going on, the Syracuse stage announced that it is reopening its doors for public performances with the stage professional reading of playwright Kyle Bass's Baldwin versus Buckley, The Faith of Our Fathers. This is called Theatricalization, a theatricalization of the 1965 debate between writer and civil rights activist James Baldwin and conservative commentator William F. Buckley Jr. The actual debate took place at Cambridge University and was broadcast by the BBC. Performances are scheduled for September 17th and 18th. Admission is free and COVID safety protocols will be in place. Again, that's Syracuse stage, but it's live, not streamed, at least not yet, though that could change at any moment. Now back in New York City, on 42nd Street to be exact, the Broadway Bound Theater Festival, starting September 7th through October 3rd. Now that presents a collection of original shows by new and veteran U.S. playwrights. Over the next 4 weeks, a total of 14 plays and musicals will take the stage at Theater Row. The shared work ranges from social commentaries to lighthearted comedies, relationship dramas, and period plays. You can check that out through www.BroadwayBoundsFestival.com. Now back to the virtual variety for a moment. At the always creative Oregon Shakespeare Festival, a favorite of its audiences, Water by the Spoonful weaves the stories of four recovering addicts who have found a safe haven in an online chat room. They help each other navigate the complications of their lives. Well, until an Iraq war vet's tragedy spills over and everything changes. this Pulitzer Prize winner streams on demand. That's streaming through September 25th. I'm anxious to watch that one. Again, that's through the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Now, one show that has just opened has made news, both because it is the last part of a popular series, also because it has a new home. It's called What Happened? The Michaels Abroad. Now, that will have a strictly limited engagement at the Frederick Lowe Theater at Hunter College from August 28th to October 8th. I'll remind you about that in the next few weeks. That allows for an audience of only 74 at a time. General admission tickets are priced at $39.50. Student tickets, $17.50. Running time, almost 2 hours, no intermission. These family pieces by Robert Nelson have always been associated with the Public Theater. Well, I'm going to likely catch that one this week. And speaking of the Public Theater, it is promoting its first offering, The Visitor. That's a world premiere musical to play from October 7th to November 21st. Again, I'll be reminding you of that week by week. It's a big one. The music's by Tom Kitt, lyrics by Brian Yorkey, and directed by Daniel Sullivan. It's a new musical. It's about friends and lovers caught between two worlds. You can get tickets now. Now, that one is live and in person with the Public. If you prefer watching your theater on a screen, Come From Away is coming your way on September 10th on Apple TV. This feel-good post-9/11 musical, what timing, right? It has sold millions of tickets on Broadway and across the globe, and now this remarkable true story is one you can experience from home. Finally, this is not theater per se, though one of its characters is. You might enjoy the new Hulu series called Only Murders in the Building, in which Martin Short plays a pretentious has-been theater director opposite Steve Martin in a comedy about neighbors bonding over the possibility of a killer in their midst. It's very enjoyable, and theater aficionados will enjoy Martin Short's role in particular. So there you have it, Jill. Theater live, virtual, occasionally in movie houses, on a college campus, and on a streaming channel, just about anywhere.
That's pretty good. I was encouraged to see in the paper of record a slightly more excited tone, whether or not it was appropriate, and also some ads for things that are opening. But mostly there was something last week about... Waitress and was it Haiti Sound?
Yeah.
Performances that are happening. Did you? I'm sure you remember Broadway Barks. You know how which used to be held, the third week in September or something. It was for Equity. Equity Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, and they would have performances and so forth. And I'm wondering if this is a precursor. You know, just it was on an outside stage, and I just.
I have not heard a word about that. I think I would have by now.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, it's probably too soon to bring it back, maybe next year.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, especially if it was outside. I don't know.
Well, that was the whole thing. I think it was the Broadway Flea Market. It was a big, it usually coincided with the start, the quote, start of fall, and the start of the new season. And yeah, it was just very energizing, and
sounds like it was for dogs, but
that was just an element of it. Bernadette Peters always did something with
That's what I thought. She and somebody else kind of started that,
but it wasn't just for dogs. I mean, it was basically Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS was the outfit, right. The charity, but it was their flea market, and everybody just basically But there were lots of it was outside. There were lots of performances, and it was just great fun. And I just wondered if
I have not heard a word about that one. You know, now we have something called the Little Island, and they're doing performances outside, of course, because it's an island, a little island within an island. No, I haven't heard of the other one. You know, this is going to be a very crucial next month, I would say. By September 14th, maybe, when next we talk, we'll know a lot more about what shows. I think the big shows are going to do fine. There's still a lot of people who won't go in the theaters. That's all I can say. But hopefully there'll be enough people that will.
Right. No, and it's a stark, to be fair, it is a stark divide. I forgot this morning that I was talking to somebody who absolutely will not. So, you know, and I was bouncing around going, did you see? And wasn't that? And I was like, uh-oh.
I couldn't get anybody to be my companion for Passover. I thought, you know, I had press seats, and I thought, gee, wouldn't you want to see the first play? You could tell your grandchildren you went to the first play that came back about. No, just not comfortable. Just not comfortable. And that's they do it at capacity. You're not, people said, are they seating you 6 feet apart? No. They're seating. And people were wearing masks. I think you have to show vaccination. You got to wear masks. I don't know how they can be any safer. It's a comfort level thing. I think we'll know more in the next month or so. And the fact that the tickets booth is opening up, that'll be fun to see if people start lining up. But the tickets, except for those big shows, the tickets are very affordable right now. So, you know, as we always say, all appendages crossed.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.